This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union scrambled Monday to hammer out a coordinated response to a mutated strain of the coronavirus sweeping Britain after countries cut transport links from the UK. Experts from the bloc's 27 member states held a three-hour crisis meeting in Brussels to come up with options on how to standardize the measures put in place to try to curb the spread of the new variant. Britain could face a shortage of fresh produce and greens due to the transport chaos, as tortuous Brexit talks linger and more countries shut borders after the emergence of the more contagious COVID-19 variant. France decided Sunday to prevent freight traveling through the key port of Dover. The decision, initially set to last for 48 hours, caused Britain to bring forward Operation Stack, the contingency plan drawn up to deal with anticipated freight tailbacks on roads around Dover in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The clock continues to tick down to Brexit. Only 10 days are left until January 1st, when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union. At least five countries and airlines, including Germany and Turkey, are reported to have banned flights from South Africa Monday over the discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus there. South Africa's health department said last week the new genetic mutation may be responsible for a recent surge in infections. Sweden announced Monday it was barring travelers from neighboring Denmark after a new mutation of the coronavirus first seen in the UK was reported in that country. The World Health Organization said Monday the new variant of coronavirus is not yet out of control, urging measures to help stop its spread. The WHO adds there is zero evidence it increases severity of the disease and add it's good news that the UK reports the new strain does not affect efficacy of vaccines. From Washington, this.